Docks, where there was an enormous crane, which is still there to this day, called the Finiston Crane, which would lift a locomotive up into the air and then put it onto a boat.
Sorry, just to clarify, this is part of Glasgow, or this is going?
This is not made up.
No. I'm believing every word you have.
Industrial Disneyland sort of comes.
This is part of Glasgow, or this is outside?
It's in Glasgow. North of Glasgow. Yeah.
Okay. And how often did these locomotives come off the?
I can't remember.
No. But do you remember seeing them?
Then three would come all at one time. You'd wait for ages. No, I can't remember really. Okay. I think I've just absorbed. Everything I've just said is information that I've absorbed from my studying of spring in later years.
Thank God for Google, eh? Yes. After we leave.
No, it's true. I know, in fact, there was a wonderful piece of art that George Wiley, the late George Wiley, artist, did a few years ago. He built, in homage to Springburn and to the Finiston Crane and also to the Wicker Man, he built a wicker locomotive.
Brilliant.
Took it on that journey and strung it up on the crane.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't let them.
I remember George Wiley doing a thing with paper boats as well. Do you remember
that? He built an enormous paper boat.
Yeah.
Yes. He had a great catchphrase, which I think is very suspicious. His catchphrase was, "Be suspicious."
It works for me, man. Works for me. Capaldi, of course, is an old Scottish name, isn't it?
Old Scottish name. Mick Capaldi.
Research that I did suggests that your father that came over or was from an Italian family, which
my grandfather was Italian. He married a Scottish woman. I think he was one of seven brothers, and they came from Caserta in Italy, which is near Monte Cassino is the most prominent place there that anyone would know. They come from a little village called Picenisco. He and seven brothers left Italy in search of, I think they were economic migrants, we'd call
them. Was this the sort of diaspora, mid-19th century or something?
No, it's 20th century.
20th century.
I have to say, it's all veiled somewhat in mystery, and I think that in those days, you know, I think you could disappear for 3 years and say, I've been to America. And no one would be able to check up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether he actually... He always... The story was that he'd gone to America and that he'd helped build the Brooklyn Bridge and he'd been part of all that.
Yeah.
But then something had happened and he'd had to come back to Newcastle. Because there were Capaldis in Newcastle, and that's sort of where he settled, and that's where...
Sounds like it might be time off for good behaviour.
Yeah. But I think he did good because there were other members, the Americans, because they're very big on all that... finding your roots stuff tracked us down.